Nahum. Chapter 1. The Vision of Nineveh. The Book of the Vision of Nahum, Comforter. The Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord Jehovah avenges. The Lord Jehovah avenges, and is furious. The Lord Jehovah will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath, anger, judgment for his enemies. The Lord Jehovah is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord Jehovah has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea, and makes it dry, and dries up all the rivers. Bashan wilts, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon withers away. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yes, the world, and all who live in it. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can live in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make a complete end of its place, Nineveh, and darkness will pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord Jehovah? He will make a complete end. Affliction will not rise up the second time. Because while they are entangled together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they will be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one who comes out of you, who imagines evil against the Lord Jehovah, a wicked counselor. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Though they are quiet, and likewise many, yet even so they will be cut down, when he passes through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. Because now I will break his yoke from off you, and will burst your bonds in pieces. And the Lord Jehovah has given a commandment concerning you, that no more of your name be sown. Out of the house of your gods I will cut off the graven image and the molten image, I will make your grave. Because you are vile. Look, upon the mountains the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. O Judah, keep your solemn feasts, perform your vows. Because the wicked will no more pass through you. He is completely cut off.